This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 21st of August, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is warm and clear this evening. Tel Aviv enjoys a mild night while Jerusalem remains cool and pleasant. In Haifa, a gentle breeze is making for a comfortable evening outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Egypt has told the United States that Hamas disarmament will only be possible under Israel's next government, according to Ynet from earlier today. Also, the U.S. has imposed new sanctions on Hezbollah, emphasizing its ties to Iran's Revolutionary Guards, reported by Walla earlier today. Also this hour, the U.S. Treasury has sanctioned a network accused of moving millions to Hezbollah, as noted by JNS in earlier reporting. Separately, the remains of the last Israeli soldier missing from the first Lebanon war have been found, reported JTA earlier today. And finally, Israel's new ambassador has started his role in Colombia, facing both a warm welcome and significant challenges, according to I-24 News from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Yishai Fleischer, an Israeli activist, posted just minutes ago about growing safety concerns among people in the diaspora, mentioning cities like Paris and Toronto. Alex Plitzas, a commentator, posted just now, expressing his disapproval with the word gross. Ynet Global posted minutes ago that Iran is shifting to a survival economy amid intense U.S. pressure, as the Treasury chief promises tougher measures. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Egypt's stance on Hamas. Egyptian officials have communicated to Jared Kushner that they see no progress possible with the current Israeli government. They warn that Hamas will only gain strength if disarmament is postponed. The situation places additional pressure on Israel's political landscape and its allies. Turning to the situation with Hezbollah, the U.S. has updated its sanctions, now clearly linking Hezbollah's activities to Iran's Revolutionary Guards. This move aims to curb Hezbollah's influence in Lebanon and across the region. The sanctions underscore Washington's ongoing efforts to isolate Iran's proxies. Meanwhile, the U.S. Treasury's latest actions target a courier network accused of channeling substantial funds to Hezbollah. This network allegedly used commercial flights for cash transfers. These sanctions are part of broader attempts to disrupt financial support for terrorist activities. Separately, the remains of Yehuda Katz, an Israeli soldier missing since the Sultan Yaqub battle in 1982, have been identified. Katz was a 22-year-old tank gunner and yeshiva student when he fell in battle. His identification brings closure to a long-standing chapter of Israel's military history. And finally, Israel's ambassador to Colombia begins his term amid diplomatic challenges. The ambassador's role is pivotal as Israel seeks to strengthen ties with Latin American countries. His welcome reflects both the potential and complexity of diplomatic relations in the region. On the economic front, first, Lenovo has launched its latest gaming laptop in the LOQ series, offering a powerful yet affordable option in the market, according to Mariv Business from earlier today. Separately, following a personal experience, Bill Ackman has committed $400 million to brain research, motivated by his daughter's recovery, as reported by Tech. And finally, Rami Levy Real Estate plans significant investments in new shopping centers, with permits for major developments in Rosh Hayin and Mishor Adumim, noted Israel Hayom Business from earlier reporting. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 4 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.